I was chatting to a friend of mine about mindfulness recently, and they asked me, how do I be kinder to myself? What does that look like in practice? I thought it was a great question, and I looked back through previous episodes because I assumed that I must have covered it somewhere else. And I kind of did in pieces here and there, but no episode really captured it. So here it is. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Friend, I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. I like to think that I'm kind to myself now, but it wasn't always the case. I used to berate myself for mistakes, especially in a social setting. I would revisit things that I'd said and done again and again, using unkind words to describe myself. I criticised everything about me and everything I did, and I'm sure you've gone through periods of this too, and I still have moments of feeling unworthy. And there's lots of reasons why we feel like we have to do this, why we have to be harsh to ourselves. It can be a result of us internalizing what we've heard before, maybe in our childhood from other people. Or it could just be that it's the culture where we live to be hard on yourself. I've talked before in the podcast about judgment, but I think it bears repeating. One of the key attitudes of mindfulness is non-judgment, accepting things as they are without putting our own spin on it. And Jon Kabat-Zinn talks a lot about the importance of this in his books. We categorise things as good, bad or neutral, things that we're barely aware of. And we're very quick to put ourselves in a bad box. We've been talking on a podcast recently about being in union with reality. And one of the ways that we're out of touch with reality is how we view ourselves. The point isn't to only see ourselves in positive terms. It's that we should let go of our self-judgment entirely and accept ourselves as we are. Well, that's easier said than done, because that process of self-judgment tends to be automatic. But we can train ourselves to be mindful of thoughts and feelings as they arise so that we don't cling on to them, get swept away or get lost in them. If we're disappointed in ourselves and we can feel our mind picking up the sledgehammer, we can stop. We can breathe, notice these difficult thoughts arise, and let them pass through our awareness. And once we've trained ourselves to let these judgmental thoughts pass without grabbing onto them, we can start the process of understanding why we judge ourselves. Are we picking up the baton from someone else, possibly in our childhood? Are we applying the same standards to ourselves that we do to other people? And one of the most important ways that we can be kind to ourselves is by using mindful speech. Self-talk is one of the key drivers of our mood, and so we need to choose our words carefully. Imagine if you were talking to someone who felt they'd made a mistake and you called them an idiot. You wouldn't, of course, because you wouldn't want to hurt their feelings, and it's not okay to call people names. But we do it to ourselves. And see if you can apply your mindful awareness to the words that you use towards yourself. And ask yourself the fundamental questions. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Aim to have an inner voice of compassion, empathy and understanding. Someone who'll be there for you when you're struggling. See your own suffering. Let go of standards, especially perfectionism. Listen to yourself. Give yourself permission to simply be as you are. You don't need to be your best self, despite what the self-help gurus say. You don't need to be anyone else. You only have to be you, breathing in and breathing out in this moment. Another important practice for self-care is feeling grateful towards yourself. It's something that we don't do enough of. Do good things for yourself, like meditation, exercise, eating well, and thank yourself for it. No one looks after you more than you do, and you do a great job. There's so much that we do that's self-care that we barely notice, things that are important for our physical well-being and our mental health. For example, taking a shower. Enjoy it slowly with mindful awareness and then feel some gratitude towards yourself when you're finished. Same with cleaning the kitchen, same with making yourself breakfast. Why not set the intention now to find three things every day this week that you're going to feel grateful towards yourself for? And you might be surprised at the impact it has on your self-perception. And finally, keep in mind that your pain and suffering is universal. It might sound a bit grim, but a certain amount of suffering is part of life. But you're not alone. It binds us together as human beings and gives us solidarity. Your suffering is my suffering. My suffering is your suffering. We can be there for each other. And one of the most important ways that you can be kind to yourself is not to be silent or hide away. You can let other people see your suffering. People that care are ready to listen, and you can always email me if you need someone to talk to. So now we're going to do a loving kindness meditation where we think of different groups of people and wish them well. Someone we love, someone we know that's suffering at the moment, someone that we have a difficult relationship with. We're going to think about ourselves, and then finally we're going to wish the whole world well. So I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell, the usual settling in introduction. So if you want to take a moment to make yourself comfortable, then we can begin. So firstly, focusing your awareness on your posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into a nice upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, and just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It might be a happy thought about today. It might be a self-critical thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Not getting attached to it, but instead allowing it to leave your awareness. And as it does, gently and without any self-judgment, bringing your attention back to the breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm, noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. So firstly, bringing to our mind's eye someone we love and wishing them well, saying, may be happy, may be peaceful, and may see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Now, allowing that person to fade back and picturing someone we know who is suffering at the moment and saying, may be happy, may be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And now picturing in our mind's eye someone we have a difficult relationship with. It might be someone who we're annoyed at the moment. Someone we feel some resentment towards. And we're going to wish them well, saying, may be happy, may be peaceful, may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Now we're going to think about ourselves, wish ourselves well, saying, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, and may I see myself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And finally, thinking of the people in your community, in your city, in your country, or you might choose to think of all of the people across the world, wishing them well, saying, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. As we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes. Firstly, in your body, noticing any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort, and taking an opportunity to stretch them. Maybe your back or your neck. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, setting the intention to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, feeling some gratitude towards yourself for taking a few moments to focus on your well-being. And just before we finish, just to let you know that if you want to help the podcast, sharing it with other people is fantastic. You can share it on social media or email someone about it. I've also created a Patreon for the podcast. So if you do want to support the podcast, the link is in the description, and I'd be hugely grateful for anything you wanted to contribute. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion.
Children get older, and I'm getting older too.